Hey, good morning. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at ways we can protect our systems from being used for compromising our clients. So I'm a big proponent of protecting people, right? When my daughter wanted to get online, gave her training material, made the poor little kid read security books, talk to people about doxing, didn't let her run as admin, had her be very well aware of protecting her personal information online, and it worked out well for her. She's pretty street smart when it comes to that. Yet, even so, browsing, there's times that she runs into compromised websites. And so today, what I want you to think about is, how can you prevent your site from being the one that compromises my kid? Or anyone's kid, or anyone's user. And what has me thinking about this is a toy company called MyStyle International. They were running a old version of Joomla, Joomla being a content management system. And that old version of Joomla was exploitable. The criminals exploited it and loaded up an Angular malware kit, and now are distributing ransomware to anyone who goes to these sites. And I wish that was a random occurrence. I wish it was. But the fact is, content management systems are notoriously prone to have vulnerabilities. And it makes sense. Where do most software vulnerabilities come from? Inputs. What are content management systems? One giant input. So it's a huge attack surface. In addition, a lot of these CMSs were built by people who thought CMSs were easy to build, small dev teams, easy to do. It's a great first project. So again, you've got concerns about code quality and security review and best practices. And the third component, important to us, is oftentimes when people put websites in with Joomla or WordPress or whatever it may be, they put it in and they forget about it, right? They don't patch it, they don't maintain it. And then what happens is, when exploits are discovered, criminals scan out all the sites for exploitable ones, find ones with good reputations, and exploit those and load up the malware. So what can we do about it? What we can do about it is make sure that we're keeping track of what CMSs are being installed in our environment. Not necessarily easy, depending on the size of your environment. We can make sure that we've got, you know, good insight into what's out there, that we're tracking these things as part of our vulnerability management program. Also, not always easy, depending on the size of your environment. Vulnerability management programs can be huge and unwieldy and have way too much data. But we need to add a little more data, right? We can't just say, oh, we're only going to look at our own internal systems. We have to look at the systems that are hosted and that are external. So including those CMSs in our vulnerability management program, so we're scanning for them, so we're reporting on errors. So know what you have, know the vulnerabilities, report it to the right people who can fix it. This is the things we talk about all the time, but it's so often overlooked in CMSs because it's very easy for anyone in an organization these days to pop up a website, start hosting content, it become popular, take off, and never get that information back to centralized IT and centralized IT security. So today, if you've got some time, do some scanning, do some checking, figure out what CMSs are in your environment. Make sure you get some visibility in that you're tracking and patching and remediating, such that you don't become the next toy store that's dropping ransomware on kids. Come on, that's terrible. Those poor kids. All right, thanks so much. Have a good one.